Well, that kind of brings up something for me that I'd like to ask Kyle. I'm curious about what the most interesting attempted theft you've ever run into from your shops.
I've never had, well, the attempted thefts that we've had, they've just tried to break in through our hurricane shutters and haven't been able to. The first time we got burgled, we just didn't have the shutters. They broke through the glass, got in, took some stuff. We're still actually receiving some of those guns to this day that had just been scattered. The agencies are giving them back to us finally. But, I've had not necessarily attempted theft, but I mean, I've had people threaten me. I've had people come at me with weapons. I've had all kinds of crazy stuff like that happen. Just dealing with that side of society, let's say it. That kind of thing does happen. I had a guy, he came in, and obviously it's a gun store, so like, no matter how you feel about weed or whatever, it's not legal here. He had some on him and it fell out of his pocket. And I just said, hey man, I don't really care what you're doing in your free time, but you can't have that in here. This is a federal shop. Yep. It's still federally illegal. You need to leave, which I was really cool with him. I didn't bark at him. It wasn't a lecture. It was just, hey, I just can't have that in here. And man, he was like, well, I was going to buy a gun. I was like, well,
no, you're not.
You're going to leave the store. Cause,
really not.
Yeah. Now you're not going to buy anything.
Jackson.
And so he started freaking out and said something about to the guy next to him as they're walking out. He goes, hey, should I smash a hole in this glass over here? And pointed at our jewelry case. And I just said, I wouldn't, because that's just a bad idea. And he turned around and goes, or what? And pulled one of our golf clubs out of one of the bags. And starts walking toward me. And it's just funny, like, I'm standing facing him on the other side of the counter, and behind me are just a big wall full of ARs and AKs. And he asked me, what are you going to do about it? I'm thinking, like, dude, I'll give you three guesses. What am I going to do about it? You have a weapon. Yeah. What do you mean, what am I going to do about it? That's one of the funniest questions I've ever been asked.
What are you going to do about it?
I'll never forget that. What am I going to do about it?
I ran into this. I always find this story very funny. Nowhere near as dangerous as that, but it was the balls on this guy were pretty impressive. We used to have like a bin of loose tools that we would sell for like a buck a piece. It was just, shitty off-brand wrenches and whatever. So this dude,
like the bucket's worth more than the wrenches.
Yeah. But I could see him like pulling stuff out of there, and then he comes around to the loan counter and is like, "How much can I get for this?" And I'm like, "How much can you get for our tools that you just took out of the bin?" And he's like, "No, I just brought these in." I'm like, "No, you fucking didn't. And it's all on video. We can check the tape.
Switcheroo.
I tell you what, I'll sell them to you for $1 a piece. How about that?"